California faces a school library crisis due to the lack of a designated state funding source, leading to limited books, fewer librarians, and many schools without functioning libraries. Access Books Bay Area aims to address this issue by providing high-quality, culturally relevant books and transforming school library spaces. Their goal is to improve literacy for K-8 students in low-income areas, creating inviting environments that foster a love of reading. You can help this effort to bridge the literacy gap by donating and finding out more at accessbooksbayarea.org.
The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Just too big of a hill to climb for the Barracuda tonight as they fall behind 3-0 after the first period. A valiant comeback they got within a goal, a game highly influenced by special teams after the opening period. Each team potting a couple of power play goals on 7 power play attempts each. But ultimately, the Roadrunners hold on as they tack on a couple of empty netters and win it by a final score of 6-3. With the win, Tucson snaps a 3-game skid, and they are now within 4 points of the Barracuda, who came into the game tied for the 5th spot in the Pacific Division with the Abbotsford Canucks. Bakersfield idle tonight, so Tucson takes sole possession of the final playoff spot in the division. Barracuda are now 1-4-2 against the Roadrunners on the year, and their 5-game point streak comes to an end. San Jose's record now stands at 29 wins, 21 losses, 4 OT losses, and 3 shootout losses. They stay put at 65 points. Tucson is now 28, 25, 3-2, up to 61 points on the year. Well, let's recap this one. A dominating start for the Roadrunners. They were all over the Barracuda early, and that first period turns out to be the major difference in the hockey game. Tucson out shoots the Barracuda in the first 17-6, and they score 3 times, and they got things started at 7:30 as Curtis Douglas made it goals in 3 straight, ripping home this tally is 6th of the year to get things started. Onyebuchi plays it for Lutz, quickly fired on target, stick save Carrier, wraps up the far side wall, played back down low, in front, there's a chance for Douglas, he scores. Curtis Douglas has goals in 3 straight. Barracuda playing with fire in their own end. And Douglas receives a pass right on the tape, and he rips it past Carrier. No chance. So the Roadrunners jump out to a 1-0 lead on that goal by Curtis Douglas. Less than 3 minutes later at 10:04, former Barracuda captain Andrew Agazino will get the puck on his stick in tight. Turn, pivot, and beat goaltender Gabe Carrier. On the blocker's side for Agazino is 15th of the year, giving Tucson a 2-0 lead in that opening frame. Good free, McCartney near side has it, eludes Podorolski. Far side, he'll play it, twisting and firing just off the frame with Sammy Walker. Back to the net, and it gets past goaltender Carrier. It's a 2-0 Tucson lead. Agazino had a breakaway earlier in the period. This time he cashes in. Time of the goal at 10:04, period number one. So Andrew Agazino just getting started on his big night. Roadrunners lead it 2-0 after that point. Tucson will go on to its second power play in the opening period. And at 15:32, it was once again Agazino finding the twine, his 16th of the year, as Yamamoto seemed to pass to him. And Agazino ripped home a one-timer to give Tucson a 3-0 first period lead. For McCartney, right wing side, Yamamoto. Yamamoto lost it, picked up by McCartney. Twists it back to the point for Zuber. 55 and black, right wing side for Yamamoto. Seen pass, far side, they score. Andrew Agazino has his second of this opening period. As the Roadrunners get the seat pass through, and that means trouble. And Agazino rifles it past goaltender Gabe Carrier. 4:28 left here in the first period as Tucson cashes in on the power play. So the Roadrunners all over the Barracuda in the first period, and they carry that 3-0 lead into the intermission. Final shots in the first 17-6 in favor of the home team. So for the Barracuda, regrouping in the intermission of the utmost importance, and they would get exactly what the doctor ordered early in the second period, and that was a goal. On their first shot of the second period, Colin White would carry the mail down the right wing, and he'd rip one cross body of goaltender Gabe Villalta off the far post in for his 11th goal of the year in third in his last 2 games. Emeru Rister, that clank just wide. Picked up on the near side by Regenda. Jams it up the wall. Skated to center by White. Given off for Gushin. Gushin back for White. Down the right wing. Shoots and scores! Colin White off the far post and in, and the Barracuda have life early in this second period. Colin White makes it 3 goals in his last two. So Colin White gives his team a bit of hope and a glimmer of life in the second period. But later in the second period, Barracuda would go to the box 4 times in that middle frame, and Tucson would capitalize during a 5-on-3. Agazino would complete the hat trick as he'd rip home another shot from the wing on that far side, beating goaltender Gabe Carrier upstairs as the Roadrunners would push their advantage back up to 3 as Agazino would make it 4-1. Time the goal for Agazino as he completes the hat trick at 10:50 of period number 2. Zuber works middle ice, right wing side for Agazino. He shoots and scores. Andrew Agazino has the hat trick, and the Tucson Roadrunners take a 4-1 lead. Agazino's got his second power play goal of the game. So Agazino pushes his team's lead back up to 3, and the Barracuda once again behind by 3, score of 4-1. But on their power play opportunity late in the second period, they would finally capitalize it themselves. Andrew Podorowski able to snap home his 25th goal of the year, his 10th on the power play, and in the process with that goal sets a new franchise record up to 62 points, and he just happened to surpass Andrew Agazino's franchise record of 61 points set 2 years ago with the Barracuda. Podorowski on the board, Barracuda back within 2. Shots 10-8 in favor of the Barracuda in this second. Each team has scored a goal. Cagnoni holds the line, gives off top of the right circle for Gushin. Seems to pass far side. Got him, man! It's Podorowski, shoots and scores! So the Barracuda back within 2. Andrew Podorowski, double-digit power play goals. He's up to 10 power play goals on the year. He has set a new franchise record for points, surpassing Andrew Agazino's 61 set 2 years ago. Podorowski now up to 62 points on the year. Time of the goal at the 18:28 mark. So the Cougars get a goal early in the second, and they get one late in the second to inch back within 2 going into the third. Well, penalties were highly influential on both sides, and that theme would continue in the third period. In fact, the Barracuda would draw 3 different power plays, and on their third attempt, they would finally inch back within a goal. Rem Pitlick would receive a seam pass from Daniil Gushin, and Pitlick would rip home his second Indy Barracuda sweater. Time to go at 14:56 to give the Barracuda hope. Back within a goal, a 4-3 Tucson lead at that point. Draws Zuber, jams it to the point, held in Cagnoni, giving off Gushin. Gushin, far side, one-timer, they score! Rem Pitlick on the power play, and the Barracuda are back within a goal. No chance for Velalta, who has stood on his head at times in this third period on the penalty kill. This time, it seemed over to Pitlick, and he just wires it past Velalta, who's still sitting in the crease. Unfortunately, that was the closest the Barracuda would get. Tucson would tack on a couple of empty netters in the final minute at 19:15. Kyler Yamamoto, his 18th. And then at 19:40, Ben McCartney, his 11th. As the Roadrunners snap a 3-game skid, they improved to 2-1 against the Barracuda. They also snap a 3-game skid here at home. They are now 14-11-3-1 on home ice this year. They are 28-25-3-2 on the season, up to 61 points. 4 points behind the Barracuda in the AHL's Pacific Division. Barracuda fall to 29-21, 4-3 with the loss. They are now 11-14, 2-1 away from TechCU Arena. These two teams will wrap up their 4-game season series tomorrow. That is a 4 o'clock puck drop here from the Tucson Convention Center. So we'll have pregame coverage starting at 3:30 Pacific time. We do have an update from Abbotsford. The Abbotsford Canucks come back and win 5-4 in a shootout. So with the victory, Abbotsford takes sole possession of the 5th spot in the AHL's Pacific. So the Barracuda now sit at the 6th spot. Tucson at the 7th spot, 4 points behind them. And just ahead of San Jose is Abbotsford, who picks up a win against Calgary tonight on home ice. Again, these teams will run it back tomorrow, 4 o'clock puck drop. Our game link tonight, 2 hours, 36 minutes. 5,417 sod here on First Responders Night at the Tucson Convention Center. Final shots even, 34 apiece. Each team went on 7 power plays tonight, with each team potting a pair of power play goals. The winning goaltender, Matt Volalta, his record against San Jose now lifetime improves to 11-6-1. He's now 1-1 against the Barracuda this year. Losing goaltender Gabe Carrier suffers now back-to-back defeats. He is 1-1 lifetime against Tucson after tonight's loss, 0-1 on the year. Carrier allows 4 on 32. Volalta allows 3 on 34. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star, Curtis Douglas, began the scoring back in the opening period. He's got goals now in 3 straight. He's up to 6 on the year. Douglas finished the game with a goal, 2 shots on net. He is our number three star. Max Zuber is our number two star for the Tucson Roadrunners. He had a team-high 3 assists, a +2 rating, and 1 shot on net. And the number one star, no surprise, the former Barracuda captain, Andrew Agazino, pots the hat trick. He is the number one star. Agazino finishes the game, 3 goals, +1 rating, and 6 shots on net that tied for the team lead. These teams will wrap up their 4-game season series tomorrow. Again, we're on the air at 3:30 with pregame coverage on the Sharks Audio Network at sjbarracuda.com/listen. Of course, through the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, and you can watch the game on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Barracuda will look to get back into the win column tomorrow. They'll look to wrap up this 4-game road trip on a positive note before returning back home to TechCU Arena for an early start on Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. against the San Diego Gulls for CUDA Classroom Day. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight, whether they watched or listened. We sincerely appreciate it, and we hope you join us again tomorrow for the second game of back-to-back between these two clubs. If the finish to this game is any indication, it should be highly competitive and very intense between two teams that really don't care for one another too much. It's going to be a battle down the final stretch in the Pacific Division for playoff seeding. 2 big points on the line tomorrow. That does it for our broadcast coverage. Again, we'd like to thank you for listening or watching. We're going to say so long from Tucson. A final Roadrunner 6, Barracuda 3. Until tomorrow, good night from the Tucson Convention Center in Tucson, Arizona. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This broadcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.